Hello and welcome to today's episode of The Quad Shot, where we help you down and digest the day's most pertinent cancer news. Welcome to the October 25th, 2019 Quadcast. All right, so we've been podcasting for a couple of months now. We've gotten lots of feedback from our dedicated listeners and readers. One of the things that has come up is that our readers and our listeners love when we're able to go into more detail, add additional background, and really bring the current literature that's being published into context of historical trials and why what we're talking about is relevant. Additionally, another thing that we've heard from so many people is that the author interviews or the interview format is extremely informative. We had a couple of special sessions that were released at ASTRO. We've got a few more that'll be coming out in the not too distant future from ASTRO. And people have really expressed interest in those sessions. And so what we have decided to do is to switch gears slightly in terms of what the Quadcast is. What we want to do is continue to bring high quality information that is extremely valuable in a concise manner. And the new format that we plan to enroll starting next week is on Monday mornings to release a weekly summary of a previous week's Quad Shot stories, such that you'll have one podcast a week that really brings you the highlights from the previous week in a way that will be easy to down and digest. This is hopefully going to free us up to add more of that background content, make it higher quality, bring you more value, and additionally will hopefully allow us some time and an opportunity to do more interview style podcasts that are so important. We've had multiple leaders in the field who have expressed interest, and we hope to bring the high quality insight that these leaders in the field have to our listeners by switching this format. So thank you for the feedback that we've gotten. And in the final rendition of the Quadcast in its current format, let's dive in to round out the week with our first story, Arctic Circle. Breast cancer genomic risk is coming to a regional nodal irradiation treatment algorithm near you. SWE-BCG91RT, what a name, was a trial of nearly 1,200 women with early stage 1 to 2, node-negative breast cancer who underwent margin-negative lumpectomy. They were randomized to adjuvant whole breast radiation without a boost versus observation. At the time, only a fraction of patients received adjuvant chemotherapy or endocrine therapy, so this study gives a fairly pure look at radiation effects. The adjuvant radiation intensification classifier, ARTIC, is a genomic classifier validated on nearly 1,000 tumor samples in this cohort. The model uses 27 genes plus patient age to calculate the risk of local regional recurrence. A quote-unquote high score was defined as the 75th percentile or higher and was associated with an increased risk of local regional recurrence regardless of radiation. ARTIC was also predictive of benefit with radiation, but not how you might think. Remembering that no nodal radiation was used in this validation trial, it was actually patients with low scores who derived a greater local regional recurrence benefit from radiation. That's because patients with high scores were much more likely to have regional recurrence, at 11% versus less than 1%, even with radiation. So ARTIC doesn't tell us who can omit radiation, because everyone benefits. What it tells us is who has less benefit from breast-only radiation. So what's the bottom line? ARTIC is a 27-gene and age classifier that is both prognostic of local regional recurrence and predictive of breast-only radiation benefit in women with early-stage node-negative breast cancer. Thanks to Hirschstrom, JCO, 2019. Up second, Bering Strait. Like our North American ancestors, let's take this Arctic concept way further than it was supposed to go. Let's talk yet again about salvage radiation and androgen deprivation therapy for prostate cancer. Channeling our inner Dr. Spraticus, who, by the way, gave an excellent quadcast on post-prostatectomy radiation. You should listen to it. It's excellent. Shout out to Dan. And so in channeling our inner Dr. Spraticus, perhaps we should think of the PSA as an anatomic biomarker of disease. After all, countless analyses have shown us that the chances of biochemical control from salvage radiation are inversely proportional to PSA at the time of salvage. In other words, the higher the PSA, the less a patient benefits from only radiation to the prostate fossa. Here we have the almost 10-year results of the Jitoug AFU 16 trial that randomized men, all with a PSA less than 4, receiving salvage prostate radiation to plus or minus the addition of short course androgen deprivation. The important long-term result is that only 6 months of ADT improved 10-year distant metastasis-free survival from 69 to 75%. The bottom line is, we now have evidence that the addition of ADT to salvage radiation diminishes the risk of distant metastases, even when ADT is only given for 6 months, and even when given with relatively low PSA levels. But the reality is, we really need another way to personalize the intensity of ADT in this population. Next up, suggestion box. This survey, conducted by the Association of Residents in Radiation Oncology with first author Jenna Kahn, published in the Red Journal 2019, focuses on the top concerns of radiation oncology residents. Granted, responses were only slightly over a quarter of current residents. However, three standout concerns rose to the top, and I bet you can guess them. Number one was job market, 91% are concerned. Number two was board examinations, 85% were concerned. And number three is residency expansion, 84% were concerned. Though technically, it's really only two concerns, because who cares about number three if it didn't result in a change in number one? Finally, physician compassion. It's a worthy motto, making the Twitter rounds in memory of emergency medicine physician Barbara Tatham, a woman with words worth remembering. Check out our link in the newsletter, Tatham, EM Cases 2019. This concludes today's episode of The Quad Shot. If you like what you've heard, please consider giving us a 5-star rating and subscribing to our podcast. Also, check out our website at www.quadshotnews.com and subscribe to our newsletter. We'll catch you next time.